Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we have Goat Horse singer Ben Falgu. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. It's great to talk to you. We're here to talk about the new Goat Horse album, which is called Vengeful Ascension, which the record was recorded to tape with your sound man actually overseeing things in the studio. Why were you that diligent about making a studio album sound live?
Well, it's not necessarily like the full live experience, for sure. We were just, and we weren't really dead set on like getting like, let me see, how do I explain this? I don't think we can ever duplicate how we are live. I don't think it's ever going to happen. That's a personal experience for everyone who's there and for us when we're playing, you know? So, but we want to try to get closer to the sound that we have in a live setting. And our sound engineer, Jarrett, but has also done records by 1349, Gruesome, he's currently working on a new Exhumed record. So he has studio knowledge as well. And when we were before we started to do anything with this record, we were kind of on the fence on, you know, what we wanted to do. Zach wanted to do something different with his drums, you know, maybe in a different kind of room than at Eric's studio. And, you know, Sammy wanted to try some different things. So we just decided to fully all together do something different, go with a completely different engineer, a different mixer, just a whole different step in general. And, I mean, our sound engineer, he's got knowledge in so many different areas as far as this goes that, you know, it was a good, really cool idea to have him involved and be like the engineer kind of producer to be on the forefront of this, because he knew what we sounded like live. He was the one that was bringing the element of what we sound like through everything come out to the PA. So we just kind of put that whole agenda into place, and then he worked out, you know, getting Chris Commons to mix the record, and then Mayor Applebaum to master record. And so we had this like trio of dudes that worked out really well to get closer to the element of what our sound sounded like in a live setting. Not necessarily the live experience, but the tones from a live setting.
Full Metal Jackie, Ben Falgu from Goat Horse with us on the show. The latest album is out now. Here's the title track. This is Vengeful Ascension. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Goat Horse singer Ben Falgu on the show with us this evening. Ben, John Milton's poem Paradise Lost is a source of thematic struggle on the new album. Not the first time he's inspired Goat Horse music. What about his writing is so in sync with this band?
I just think that there's a lot of elements involved in it that kind of, you know, within the story and everything, and the idea of quote-unquote Lucifer is kind of like an anti-hero in the story. He's this element, you know, that's been thrown out, cast out of this situation that he was involved in, and then he has to fight his way back to the top, knowing that any moment, any given time, he could be struck down, destroyed by quote-unquote the higher entity above. But no matter what, the cycle still is a story of perseverance and trying to move upward, and this goes with people's lives too. It goes with being in a band and progressing forward and moving forward no matter what's going on, the struggles you go through. I mean, in this band, we've had a lot of different, you know, things from emotional pitfalls to physical pitfalls. You know, I was in an accident back in 2001 and I had to work hard to get back up to a point as well. So I think there's elements within those story that, you know, you kind of reflect on, and that whole idea of you could fight your way to the top no matter what, but there's always a point where that could just be halted and stopped. But still, there's that idea of perseverance, or, you know, the enlightenment of a sort of ascension to get above things. And sometimes certain emotions play a role from once you hit the bottom and you start working your way back up. Some of them are, you know, vengeful, revenge, retribution kind of ideals. And then as you're making them steps back up, you start to see other aspects that are helping you and forcing you to the top to get to where you need to be again. And the top doesn't necessarily have to be like this financial outbreak, and you get there and you're, you know, you have money, gold, and riches. It's not necessarily that. I think it's more of a point of getting back to a point where you were once before, or at least something maybe slightly higher, depending. It's all a part of a goal thing. and we all have goals, and we all want to get to those points and those goals in our lives.
Ben Falgu of Goat Whore is with us on the show tonight. The album Vengeful Ascension is out now. Going to take a quick break. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta is coming up next. And later on, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've got music from Motorhead coming up, Judas Priest, and so much more. So stick around. Full Metal Jackie Ben Falgu from Goat Whore is with us on the show tonight. Ben, over the years, there's been some hardship for Goat Whore, like surviving Hurricane Katrina and a severe accident that left you badly injured. How has adversity made you all more dedicated to this band?
I think it's because, you know, you get more closer knit because, you know, being in a band, you already have a group of guys or girls, whatever you might have going on within the band, and you all work together, you tour together, you're in a vehicle together for months on end, you create music together. At some point, sometimes the members change. Sometimes somebody's not getting along in the group, somebody's not on the same path as writing and things like that. And so usually that person exits or the band decides they need to move on without that person. But through that duration of time, you know, bands build this like family, like community camaraderie kind of thing, and they stick together. And then when you go through these elements of like the thing that happened with the hurricane or when I was injured in an accident, and you know, people that you've jammed with, they come to you and they're supportive of you. And not just that, the fans end up being supportive and they all step in. And then you start to see the element of the entire community within this style of music. You know, in extreme metal in general, everybody from the outside looks into it and they think of this big negative regime that's going on, but it's not even. It's actually pretty unique and the community's really strong and it flows with such like mental strength, it's not even funny. So I think it's an element of all those things, of being, you know, in a band with these people for such a long time and building this longevity and then building the longevity with the fans and everyone around you. And I think all those elements add up and they, you know, when you're in your downest moment, all that, all of a sudden those things pop up and that you reflect back on everything you worked with within it. And you see this element and this is what helps you and drives you, you know, from when you're on the stage and the way the crowd, you feed off the crowd and the crowd feeds off you, to the point of somebody writing you a letter saying how much you might have helped them through a tough time in their life. So in return, that all kind of tumbles back to you and it helps you as you're kind of moving forward to maybe troubled times, some kind of injury, something like that.
Goat Whore singer Ben Falgu is my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Trivium coming up. We'll check out Ensiferum, a new track from those guys. More with Ben. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Ben Falgu from Goat Whore is on the show this evening. Goat Whore has always strived to evolve. What's the most prominent musical and creative development you hear on this new album?
I would say, you know, I think there's a lot of different aspects within it, but definitely like the way we've evolved in creating a song or the entirety of a full record, because I believe that every song on the record is its own little individual aspect and we all play a role in each little part of that little aspect. But then when you put them all together for a full record, they all kind of make such a huge impact. But it's definitely the idea of us being together and how we've evolved at creating the song, putting things together for the song, you know, the way the parts flow into each other, the way the lyrics fit in spots, whether they need to be over certain elements or kind of let the elements of the music breathe a little more without any vocals. So I think our ability as songwriters has evolved greatly over each and every record. And I think it's still continuing to evolve. And I think that point is probably the greatest point for us at this time. I mean, Sammy's always been like this riff machine. I mean, he has tons of riffs from back in the day when we were working on stuff. And we still kind of keep older riffs around because you never know when, you know, one will fit into a spot. And now we're just more tedious about the way we put songs together and the way they flow together and stuff like that. So I think that was like one of the hugest elements in the evolution as far as the newest record goes.
Full Metal Jackie, Ben Falgu, singer of Goat Whore, is our guest tonight. Quick break. Coming up next, gonna check out a new tune from Prong. We also have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Ben. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Goat Whore singer Ben Falgu on the show with us this evening. It's the 20th anniversary this year of Goat Whore. What do you think about most when you reflect on the history of the band and all the music you've made?
20 years already. Man, I'm starting to feel old all of a sudden. But let's see. It's funny because you look back at some things, and I don't ever look back at, like, the first things we ever did, from the demo to the first record to, you know, even the last record, and think of anything in any negative sense. And I totally appreciate every single thing we've done through the duration of this band. But sometimes I do look back and I'm like, wow, I wish I had the knowledge I have now when we were doing that. Or I wish I had this aspect, you know, more in focus than when we did that. You know, but it's things. That's all part of the growth and the evolution of a band. And that's why I really appreciate all the older stuff all the way up to now, because then you can see that process of how we grew in so many different aspects and how things have evolved and stuff like that. So I think the greatest thing out of, you know, the 20 years is the actual knowledge I've gained from doing this and being involved in it and being involved with the people that I'm in the band with, and how we've kind of worked with each other and we bounced ideas off of each other. And, you know, the influences shift in that kind of pattern because each member has a different influence, but yet at the same time, that influence rubs off on the other member. So then it all starts to get really intertwined. So I think it's like the knowledge and the experience and the influence with each other and the overall thing with being in a band, I think, is the biggest aspect of being around for 20 years.
Full Metal Jackie, Ben Falgu from Goat Whore is with us. Pick up the new album, Vengeful Ascension. See the band out on the road. Ben, thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Full Metal Jackie, music from Pantera, and a new Ensiferum track coming up next.